Previously on Live from Mount Olympus.
Go ahead. Let's see that loop de loop.
It will be quite an obstacle course in there, Perseus. Full of petrified warriors.
Each challenger went into the cave thinking he would be the one. None returned.
What is that?
Steady, Perseus.
Athena,
I will guide your hand.
Oh, gods! What is coming out of her neck?
Strange. The Gorgon sounded so sad. I didn't expect to feel bad for monsters.
Violence always leaves a mark, Perseus.
Hey there, listeners. It's Nima Gobier. I'm the co-host of Mindshift, the podcast where we explore the future of learning and how we raise our kids.
I don't teach math. I don't teach reading. I teach people.
You'll hear from teachers, parents, researchers, and students as we uncover innovative approaches in and out of the classroom.
It holds a lot about how we want students and young people to move through the world, how we want to set them up for success.
Find Mindshift wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Mount Olympus is produced by the Onassis Foundation and is a proud member of Tracks from PRX.
Ah, it's so peaceful here.
Welcome to the Garden of the Hesperides, Perseus. I do love their apples.
I think I need a breather. I'm going for a walk. Let me just set this bag down.
Put it down? Absolutely not. That head could be fully operational.
What? It's still dangerous?
There's a reason the nymphs gave you that magical bag. The head of Medusa is a serious burden.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Always so many questions, Perseus. Take the days as they come. And have an apple. No good traveling on an empty stomach.
Back in a few. What?
You! Who goes there?
I am Perseus, son of Zeus. Oh,
son of Zeus. Did he send you? What does he want to throw at me now? You can see I have my hands full.
Zeus didn't send me. I'm on my way home. I just stopped to rest.
Rest? What an idea. I haven't had a moment's rest since Zeus put the weight of the sky on my shoulders.
The weight of the sky? Oh, gods, you're Atlas.
Of course I'm Atlas. My heavenly burden is generally the giveaway. I'd shake your hand, but clearly not.
You can never put it down?
Have you ever looked up and not seen the sky?
Whoa, that's just brutal.
I come from a brutal world.
Beholding the sky forever? Why?
I led the Titans when we fought Zeus and the Olympians.
What happened?
The short version, Zeus won. And here I am, condemned for all eternity.
But there must be more to it than that.
There's more to every story. And more than one way to tell them. This story begins with Cronus, a titan like me. He ruled us all, the entire world. One day, his mother, Gaia, the great goddess Earth, warned Cronus that he was in danger of losing his throne.
One of your children will overthrow you as you overthrew your father.
I will never let this prophecy come to pass.
So Cronus concocted a terrible plan.
No!
Each time his wife Rhea gave birth, Cronus would swallow the child. when the time came for Rhea to deliver her sixth child, she visited Gaia and pleaded for her help.
I can't bear to lose another child.
You won't. I gave Cronus the prophecy, yes, but no mother should experience a loss of that magnitude. It pains me to my core. I will not allow it to happen again. We must make our plans carefully. Let me see. We'll need nymphs.
Oh, boy.
And stone. And, yes, a goat.
Gaia sent Rhea to Crete to bear the child in secret and told her to hide him in a cave on Mount Dicte. Rhea named the baby Zeus. Shortly after, Rhea returned home to Cronus. She cradled to her chest a stone, the size of a newborn, swaddled in blankets.
The child has come. Give it to me at once.
Take him then, quickly. I can't bear to look.
Cronus swallowed the stone, and baby Zeus remained safe. Nymphs cared for him and raised him on goat's milk. Zeus grew up strong, hidden in the wilds of Crete.
So Zeus never knew his father either.
Well, he came to meet him in good time with the help of Metis.
Metis? So that's how they met.
Metis was the daughter of the Titan Oceanus and was known for her wisdom. She and Zeus grew up together, and Metis knew that Zeus could not remain in hiding forever.
You want to face your father, don't you?
I'm ready.
You can't do it alone. You need allies to fight by your side.
What allies do I have? Nymphs? The goat?
I have an idea.
Metis persuaded Zeus to pose as a cupbearer in his father's throne room on Mount Othrys.
Here, my king. Your nightly drink.
I've been waiting for you.
For a moment, Zeus froze, wondering if he'd been recognized. But it was a false alarm. Cronus turned from his son and drank deeply.
More, my king?
What is this? What have you done to me?
Metis had given Zeus a strong potion to put in his father's wine, and it had done its work. Cronus bent double, his stomach churning violently. Out of his mouth, one by one, sprang Zeus's brothers and sisters, Hestia, Hera, Demeter, Poseidon, and Hades. Fully grown and more powerful than Cronus could have imagined.
The Olympians! Zeus had allies!
Zeus's brothers and sisters followed him into battle to challenge Cronus. I led the Titans against them and we fought well. The earth quaked, the seas raged, the heavens were torn by lightning. But the Olympians were able to overcome even my great strength. Zeus drove Cronus and the other Titans down into Tartarus. He condemned me to stand where you see me now, bearing the weight of the skies forever.
Whoa! Whoa, you still got the Sky Atlas? You okay?
Well, I haven't felt my arms in a few millennia, but yeah, I've got it.
Gods, I wish I could help. Give you a break, even for a minute or two.
No man has yet been born who can bear this weight.
But maybe there's another way. I just might have what you need in this bag.
You're the one who slayed Medusa?
I am, actually. But how'd you know?
Oh, I am a huge fan of Hermes God's Pod.
Seriously? That's a thing?
Man, I can't believe you stole that eyeball.
Right? I came up with that one on my own. But listen, if you know what's inside this bag, then you know what I'm talking about.
I can't carry your weight, but maybe I can ease your suffering if I showed you the head of Medusa.
The sky wouldn't fall. I guess that's something.
I feel bad that you have to be in so much pain. But I'd also feel bad if you turned to stone. You can never tell a story again.
I think you're right, son of Zeus. I still have strength in me. Today, I will endure.
Thank you for everything, Atlas. The story, the talk, making sure the sky doesn't crash to Earth.
Where will you go from here, Perseus? What will you become now that you have Medusa's head in your bag?
I don't really know. I guess the rest of my story is still to be told.
Goodbye, Gorgon Slayer.
Goodbye, Atlas. Hello? Hermes?
Hello there. I collected more apples.
I'm not really hungry.
What is it, Perseus?
Do we always have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders? Can't we sometimes put it down? Just for a minute?
You met Atlas.
Yeah. I offered to show him Medusa's head, you know, to ease his burden. But he said he would endure. And he told me about Dad. When he was a baby, Dad was almost swallowed alive by his own father. Dad had to figure out who he was, too.
Like father, like son.
It feels like that story keeps getting played out over and over. Parents and children, all of us fighting. Fighting to become ourselves. I know this is what heroes have to do, but how do they keep their strength? It's exhausting.
Oh, even the fiercest hero is mortal, and mortals must take time to rest. Have an apple, and then it's time to head home to Seraphos.
Yeah, I'm so ready to sleep in my own bed and wake up to the sunrise lighting up the sand. I miss that little hut.
Remember, Perseus, you have a quest to complete before you can rest. You must give Polydectes what he asked for in order to set your mother free.
I know. This bag is getting heavy. I think, Hermes, I think I should head home by myself. I mean, I love your company, but...
You're ready to set out on your own. Little brother.
You think so too?
I know so too. You have shown that you are the hero of your own adventure.
Thank you, Hermes. Thank you. See you around?
If you're lucky. Hope you catch a good tailwind. Ciao, Perseus.
Goodbye, Hermes. Right. Here I go. How long? This is good, right? I got this, right? I mean, I did just chop the head off of...
Whoa! What is happening in the sea down here? The water looks like it's boiling. Sea monster!
Thanks so much for listening.
I've been waiting for you.
Live from Mount Olympus is produced by the Onassis Foundation. Our executive producer is Karen Brooks Hopkins. This series was created by Julie Burstein and the Onassis Foundation. Julie Burstein is our producer and Zoe Dolan is senior project manager. The series is co-produced by the Brooklyn-based theater ensemble, The Team.
I do love their apples.
Our directors are Rachel Chafkin and Jalen Levingston. And our actors are Viney Burrows,
Nymphs and Stone. And yes, a goat. Yeah.
Jill Frutkin.
I have an idea.
Divine Garland.
I just might have what you need in this bag.
Amber Gray. Modesto Flacco Jimenez. Libby King.
Ian Lassiter.
More, my king?
Ian Lassiter.
What have you done to me?
Jalen Levingston. Christina Liberis. Nehemiah Luckett. Jake Margolin. James Harrison Monaco.
Man, I can't believe you stole that eyeball.
Kristen C.
Quickly. I can't bear to look.
Jillian Walker. And Andre DeShields is Hermes.
Mortals must take time to rest. Have an apple.
The team's producing director is Alexandra Lalonde, and associate producer is Laura Elliott.
This episode was written by Alexi Basil. Our story editor is Nalini Jones.
Sound design and audio production by David Shulman. Magda Gianiku composed and performed our music with help from Luca Bordonaro. Jason Adam Katzenstein created our illustrations, and we had graphic design by Onassis Creative Studios. Thanks to our creative advisors, Crystal Bob Simple, Dr. Michael Cohen, Dr. Simon Critchley, Max Friedlich, Dr. Young Richard Kim, Effie Sieltzu, and business advisor Laura Walker. We had production assistance from Lucas Miller, Letitia West, and Tessa Zitter. Learn more about the Olympian gods and the wonderful voices behind them at onassis.link/Olympus.
Magnificent, Apollo.
Since 1975, the Onassis Foundation has been dedicated to culture, community, and education with projects that can effectively inspire social change and justice across borders. Learn more at onassis.org.
No good traveling on an empty stomach.
Onassis Foundation.
Support for Tracks comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.